This is the first time I've been asked to welcome a guru. I have never done it before, so on behalf of all the devotees present here and our Auckland Temple Council president and he's in India, I think, and Radhika Atma Prabhu and everyone, friends and disciples, I would like to extend a very warm welcome to you, Gurudev. And I know you had your Vyas Puja celebration. on Saturday, Saturday. And today we will just do appreciation for whatever Srila Gurudev is doing for us and all the people of the world in general. It's a very auspicious occasion here for all of us, and this is the first time we are sort of celebrating. Vyas Puja, because it's already been done. With these words, Gurudev, a very warm welcome to you here. And I think it is only proper that I do my homages before I take my seat. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Jai Giriraj ki jai.
And I would also like to thank all the disciples, devotees, and friends to be present here this afternoon. Thank you very much for your presence. I was trying to think about what to say on homages, so I just flipped through the Vaishnava verse book and I looked at the shlok from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, chapter 25, text 21, qualities of a sadhu. And whatever qualities is described by Lord Kapildev to Devahuti is imbibed by Srila Gurudev, and he's living those qualities every day. And the shlok, the verse goes like this. Pitikshava Karunika Suhida Sarvadehina Ajat Shatrava Shanta Sadhava Sadhu Bhushana. Pitikshava Karunika. The translation is something like this. The qualities of a sadhu, the symptoms or characteristics of a sadhu are Pitikshava means tolerant. Karunika means very merciful, very tolerant, merciful. And Anika Suhida Sarvadehina. He is friendly to all living entities. And then Ajata Shatrava Shanta. He has no enemies. And he's very peaceful.
Sometimes.
Sadhva Sadhu Bhushana. Sadhva Sadhu Bhushana. Sadhva means abiding by the scriptures. Sadhu Bhushana, these are the sublime qualities of a sadhu. So, these are the qualities imbibed by Srila Gurudev, and he's living it, and we can see all these qualities in him, and these are the qualities of a pure sadhu. So, Gurudev, thank you very much for helping us, especially my family, my children, in spiritual progress. And I pray to Shri Radha Kunja Bihariji and Radha Giridhariji and Gaur Nithai and Srila Prabhupada that he gives you good health and so that you can continue to serve Srila Prabhupada and the fallen souls of this planet. His Holiness Bir Krishna Goswami Maharaj ki jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji. As we all know that
most of us do know about Gurudev, but I think it's appropriate this time to have a little bit of background of Gurudev. So I would like to call upon Harshita to read out the Gurudev's, some of the achievements and the biography and the background as well.
Harshita. All right. Background, I was a demon. And by Prabhupada's mercy, I became a devotee. Yeah, that's the background.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhi Krishna Praswami Iti Namine. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Pashtaya Deshatarini. Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances onto your lotus feet. Tonight our family was asked to share a brief biography about you, Guru Maharaj. Please forgive any shortfalls in this. Gurudev was born in October 1949 and spent his childhood in Long Island, New York. As an academically gifted student at Northwestern University, he began reading the Vedic literatures translated by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Impressed by Srila Prabhupada's scholarship and saintliness, Gurudev became a member of the Krishna Conscious Community in Gainesville, Florida in 1971. Shortly thereafter, he was initiated as Srila Prabhupada's disciple. From the beginning, Maharaj distinguished himself by his oratorical skills, his spiritual dedication, and his devotion to studying the writings of his spiritual master, through which he acquired a deep knowledge of the process of Krishna consciousness. In 1972, he began traveling throughout the United States, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books and lecturing at colleges and universities. This continued until 1974, when Gurudev became directly involved in the publication of Srila Prabhupada's books in English and Spanish. He also spoke widely on the science of Krishna consciousness in South America, Central America, and the Caribbean. In early 1978, Gurudev entered the renounced order of life, sannyas, in Lima, Peru. In 1982, he came to North Carolina and opened its first permanent Krishna Conscious Center. Gurudev has also published two books, You're Not That Body and Encounters. In 1985 or thereabout, he began to work as a GBC. At present, his zone includes Fiji, the southeastern United States, Serbia, and Slovenia. He served as chair of the North American GBC in the 1990s and was executive officer for the GBC executive community from 2000 to 2005. Guru Maharaj travels widely in our region of the world. Gurudev, we are very lucky to have your association. We pray to Krishna to give you good health so you can continue inspiring and motivating us in our spiritual life.
Very good. Haribol. Very nice. You're a good reader.
Thank you. Now I'd like to call upon His Grace Radhigatma Prabhuji to please come forward. He's representing the temple management and the council. So appreciation from the temple.
Temple, that's pretty good. I never got appreciated by a temple before.
Krishna. So, I'd like to first of all thank His Holiness Bhikkhu Krishna Maharaj for the amount of time he spends here and the energy he puts into visiting all the devotees and giving his association. And actually, this is what I most appreciate about His Holiness, that whenever he comes, he doesn't hide away in his room with his computer.
I'll carry with me.
He takes his computer with him, but he spends his time with the devotees. And this is actually very, very important. Without sadhu sangha, without association of devotees, then our advancement in Krishna consciousness can only progress up to a certain stage. So Maharaj, he spends all his time here, practically every minute with the devotees. And this is a very, very important example for us to take note of. It's not just that the sannyasi, he comes and he spends his time with the devotees, But amongst us, we devotees, we also need to take advantage of Sadhu Sangha. We need to congregate more, and we need to take advantage of what Srila Prabhupada has given us and associate with each other in Krishna consciousness. I think that we need to really, really pay attention to this example. Maharaj spends all his time with the devotees when he must be very busy with his GBC duties and perhaps so many other things that he could be doing. So I would like us to remember this example and take advantage of it, and perhaps encourage each other to take advantage of what Srila Prabhupada has given us here in Auckland. We have a beautiful temple. We have beautiful devotees installed by His Divine Grace. We need to take advantage of that more. Especially on Wednesday, the Dhammara month starts. So it's very, very auspicious, very, very, a very wonderful time to start making commitments. Just like, for example, the materialists, you know, every New Year's they have a New Year resolution. I mean, they may or may not live up to that, but in Krishna consciousness we take so many vows and generally we live up to them. So we need to use this opportunity of the Dhammara month and perhaps make a resolution that we will take advantage more of our of all the amazing association that we have amongst ourselves here in ISKCON Auckland. I would suggest that perhaps all of you could take a resolution, make a vow to come to Mangalayati once a week. And that would be a nice way to associate with each other. If you can come at least on a Saturday or a Sunday and take advantage of seeing the deities and chanting together, performing one's daily sadhana together in the Brahma Muhurta hours, and then hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this way, follow the example of His Holiness, who spends all his time with the devotees. We also need to realize the importance of that Sadhu Sangha. So this Saturday is the first Saturday of the Dhammara month, and I would to encourage all of you to please take advantage. Thank you very much. His Holiness Vikrasha Maharaj Ki Jai.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. I would like to call upon Nandraj Prabhuji. Please come forward.
Nandraj.
After Nandraj, we'll have Tilakni Mataji, so be ready. Followed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur Prabhuji.
Nandraj.
Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale, Samadhi Tama Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale, Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale, Samadhi Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale, Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale, Samadhi Bhakti Vadan Samadhi Bhutale, Namaste Sarasara Devi Ganavali Kshami, Vishesha, Shalavali Krishna Prasadaya Dear Sri Guru Maharaj, thank you very much for giving this opportunity to be personally present today and receive our appreciation.
Arriba!
I think this is the first time I have this wonderful opportunity to speak in front of you in presence of so many great Vaishnavas. So if I have any mistakes, please forgive me. Also, I'd like to thank the disciples and well wishes of your dear Divine Grace to give me this opportunity. Having said that, I think I cannot find your words to glorify your multifaceted potencies. You have so many talent you cannot describe in a short time. However, I'd like to How I like to focus on one particular
aspect of your personality, which is your great compassion for all the living entities. You travel from sunrise to sunset and beyond that to glorify, associate with all the devotees, well-wishers, and people who are generally interested in spiritual knowledge. You so freely give your personal association to all people without any discrimination, whether he or she is your disciple, well-wisher, or just somebody who's just interested in Vedic knowledge. It's very rare for a personality like you to give this transcendent knowledge so freely and so magnanimously. This is a very compassionate nature of a Vaishnava. I have known you from more than last 10 years. You've been coming to Auckland since about 2005, 2004. Every time, your only program is home visit. I was initially, when you came first time, you tried to arrange big programs for your temple outside. But you said, no, Nandabaj, my only program is home visit. I don't want any big programs. I said, how is that going to work? But I can see your foresight, and the result is that today we have so many disciples, so many well-wishers, by your constant association and giving your mercy to all the living entities. In the scriptures, the Mahatma, the representative of Vyasadeva, is very nicely described in the first canto, the first canto, first chapter, verses 5 to 8. I just like to read the translation and then see how you very aptly fit this description of who is fit to be a Gosvami, who is fit to be Siddhanta Vyasa. One day after finishing their morning duties by burning a sacrificial fire and offering a seed of esteem to Sudha Gosvami, the great sages made inquiries with great respect about the following matters. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, the great sage offered the speaker of the Bhagavatam an elevated seat of respect called the Vyasasana, or the seat of Sri Vyasadeva. Sri Vyasadeva is the original spiritual preceptor for all men, and all of our other preceptors are considered to be his representatives. Our representative is one who can exactly represent the viewpoint of Srila Vyasadeva. Srila Vyasadeva impregnated the message of Bhagavatam unto Srila Sukadeva Goswami, and Srila Sukadeva Goswami heard it from him. All bona fide spiritual representatives of Sri Vyasadeva in the chain of disciplic succession are to be understood to be Goswamis. These Goswamis restrain all the senses and they stick to the path made by the previous acharyas. The Goswamis do not deliver lectures on Bhagavatam capriciously. Rather, they execute their services most carefully, following their precedences who deliver the spiritual message unbroken to them. So this is one of the qualities of a Gosvami, of Vyasadeva, that he is presenting the message of Vyasadeva in unbroken changes, this succession without changing, as presented by Srila Vyasadeva in the same book. So we see time and again, Guru Maharaj is following this very, very nice practice. So from his Shastric point of view, you can see he's most qualified to see the Vyasasan and deliver Bhagavatam class. In the verse 6 of the next verse, the sages say, respected Sudha Goswami, you are completely free from all vice. You are well versed in all the scriptures famous for religious life and in the Puranas and the histories as well. For you have gone through them under proper guidance and have also explained them. Here again, Prabhupada gives more elaboration of who a Goswami is. A Goswami or a bona fide representative of Sri Vyasadeva must be free from all kinds of vices. The four major vices of Kali Yuga are illicit connection with women, animal slaughter, intoxication, and speculative gambling of all sorts. A Goswami must be free from all these vices before he can dare to sit on the Vyasasana. No one should be allowed to sit on the Vyasasana who is not spotless in character and who is not free from the above-mentioned vices. He not only should be free from all such vices, but must also be well-versed in all the revealed scriptures or in the Vedas. The Puranas are also parts of the Vedas, and historians like Mahabharata The histories like Mahabharata and Ramayana are also parts of the Vedas. The Acharya or the Goswami must be well acquainted with all this literature. To hear and explain them is more important than reading them. One can assimilate the knowledge of the revealed scriptures only by hearing and explaining. Hearing is called Shravanam and explaining is called Kirtanam. The two processes, Shravanam and Kirtanam, are the primary importance of progressive spiritual life. So we see every visit Guru Maharaj gives Bhagavatam class here early in the morning. And I think for me, this is the best part of his visit. The vast array of knowledge he has got in material science and also spiritual science, and he able to present it so nicely for the welfare of the devotees. He can explain the material aspect of science in a spiritual vision, which is very, very penetrating and very satisfying. So here, Sutta Goswami is saying that the Goswami should be able to have intimate knowledge of all the Puranas, all the Vedas, and able to explain them in a very direct and very perceptive way, which is a very good quality of Maharaj. The next verse 7 says, being the eldest student Vedantis, also the Goswami, you are acquainted with knowledge of Vyasa, who is an incarnation of God, and you know all the other sages who are fully versed in all kinds of physical material knowledge. Besides Vyasa, there are other sages who are also authored the 6 different philosophical systems, namely Gautam, Karada, Kapila, Patanjali, Jaimini, and Asvaka. Theism is explained completely in the Vedanta Sutra, whereas in other systems of philosophical speculation, practically no mention is given to the ultimate cause of all causes. One can sit on the Vyasa only after being conversant in all systems of philosophy so that one can present fully the theistic view of Bhagavatam in defiance to all the system. Srila Sutta Goswami was the proper teacher, and therefore the sages Namisharanya elevated him to the Vyasa. Vyasadev is designated a hearing as the person of Godhead because he is authorized and empowered incarnation. So we see this Prabhupada commentary and these 3 verses glorify the personality who is qualified to sit on the Vyasa. And we see from all the visits of Maharaj, he is quite completely competent to give this theistic view of the Bhagavatam from the Vyasa. So this is one of the most important aspect of Maharaj's nature. He's so free and compassionate to share this vast knowledge with everyone. I think we should be all very, very eager to share and associate with him to imbibe this great knowledge. He says in the Shastra, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra kahe, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoye. The Vedic of all revealed scriptures is that even by a moment's association with a pure devotee, one can attain all success. Srila Guru Maharaj, you are so merciful that you are giving free by your association, not only for a moment, but after year after year, year after year after, hours after hours, by giving in your home visit, you are so fully sharing this message. This is your compassionate nature. As Bilamula Prabhu said, this is one of the symptoms of a sadhu. He is very compassionate to all living entities and trying to take them back to the spiritual world. So on this occasion of your appreciation, I'd like to thank you very much for giving us this, your association and guiding us in the spiritual science, and also giving us association and guidance and the elevation of Krishna consciousness. So, Guru Maharaj, thank you very much, and all bless you.
All
bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
We'll have Tilakni Mataji, followed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Right after that, we'll have Madhva Sangni Mataji, who has composed a very beautiful song for Gurudev. She will be singing. Just a note, after the singing, we'll open the for everyone. Those who want to come and speak, please feel free. But I'll be all right. So within 3 minutes, it's just that we know that Gurudev is very compassionate, but we have to be also because he's just traveled from Fiji. And
I'm not that compassionate.
So just keep in mind that also you have to save prasadam to everyone. So please keep in mind. Thank you.
Mic done.
She can hold. Let her hold it. It's easier than. It's easier than.
Hare Krishna. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Tamal Krishna Goswami Kinam. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhut Krishna Goswami Kinam. Today is very auspicious day, and we are long time thinking of that. Why don't you have Vyasa Puja of Maharas here in New Zealand? So I'm so happy today. It's a very wonderful day. So many devotees turn up. And it feels like a Janmashtami. It's so nice, Maharaj, we having you here. So I'm so amazed the way you're preaching and doing the home program. It's very amazing, very inspired in Krishna consciousness. And it's so humble and so nice to the devotees. I really appreciate the way Maharaj is doing the preaching of Krishna. He's very dedicated to Prabhupada. We can see he is so dedicated to Prabhupada, his spiritual master. We can see example. We also learn from Maharaj. We have to dedicate our life to our Guru Maharaj. The way Maharaj is doing the vision of Prabhupada, spreading all this Krishna consciousness all over the world. It's very nice, Maharaj. This most auspicious day, just give me a little bit of your mercy that I can advance in Krishna consciousness. Also follow your footsteps. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
We shouldn't have a push punjali because that's a part of the guru. Yes, but no push punjali.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur Prabhu?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur Vijay.
So we can just have a cake cutting and then just arti.
Yeah, cake cutting.
And then we just offer the flowers.
Yeah, yeah, just push punjali. Just for the Vyasa. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Guru Maharaj ki.
Jai. Prabhupada ki jai.
Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Radha Giridhari Bhagwan ki jai.
Jai.
Vancha Kalpatru Vaischa Kripa Sindhu Vaischa Patitanam Payan Vaya. वैष्णव नम नम जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे गुरु महाराज प्लीज एक्सेप्ट आवर हम्बल ऑबेसेंस ऑन दिस ऑस्पिशियस ओकेजन our Guru Maharaj represents the everything excellence in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. For a foreign soul like me, I am not qualified to glorify you, but you have always done a wonderful work for all the devotees in Auckland and all over the world. You are like the effulgent sun who gives bright light to everyone. Thank you for getting us where we are today, and we look forward for your long life and more visits to Auckland. Hare Krishna.
Jai. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hare go.
Madhusani Mataji.
What's that?
Mukunda Maharaj?
Yeah, I have news about him. Which I want to say something, I talk. Because I have the latest news about it.
I just got an email.
Yeah. Well, I'm in touch with Kishori, who is...
Okay.
Who's right there. Hare Krishna. Mama.
So Arjuna and I were trying to think about the best way to please Gurudev with music, and we decided that the best way to please Gurudev would be to glorify Srila Prabhupada.
Jai.
We know that Gurudev probably doesn't want to hear another song about himself. So we thought we'd write a little song about Srila Prabhupada.
That's very
and
good.
Srila Prabhupada's mercy for all of us. And yeah, Arjuna and I wrote it together. He wrote most of the words.
Yeah, can I have it? Can I copy it?
My helmet is underneath. Can I
Oh.
It?
Okay. Can I call upon Ranganath Prabhuji to please come forward? Finally, he made it. Vandana Prabhu.
He was here a second ago. Oh, there he is. Jai. I miss you, my Latin strip.
Sorry about it.
Please note that after this, it's open to all the devotees. So I humbly request, please don't be shy. Come forward and offer your homages to Shri Gurudev. Keeping in mind, it's just within 3 minutes. Thank you.
Hello.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Bal.
Hare Krishna to everybody.
Hare Bal.
All glories to our Guru Parampara. My Dandavat Pranam to you, Guru
Maharaj. Hare Bal.
I did not have any time to prepare because of my commitment to my work. I managed to get a leave at the last minute. I'm sorry about it. In these times of turmoil and the direction in which our commercial world is moving, we have our world Hare Krishna movement, of which our Guru Maharaj Ji is a integral part and an extremely important member, who has given us this opportunity in our life to be focused in our mission to spread the word of His Holiness, our Prabhupada group. And in doing so, we seem to realize the fragility of humanity, where we seem to be struggling to get through whatever we are supposed to achieve in our life. So towards this focus that we are working towards, I pray to Lord Krishna, I pray to the lotus feet of our Guru Maharaj Ji, that I get, and all of us, the Hare Krishna devotees, get the intelligence to do what you are doing to enhance the mission of the Hare Krishna movement. With these words, I thank you very much, Guru Maharaj Ji, for being with us. And we pray to Lord Krishna that you have a happy and a long life.
Hare Bol. Thank you.
If we have caused any inconvenience to you.
No, you're perfect.
Thank you.
At least you tell. I mean, at least you tell your husband you're perfect all the time. So.
Okay, as I've said, that it's now open to all the devotees. So I don't want to call the names, so please come forward. We don't want to waste time on calling each and everyone. So please come forward and show your appreciation to Shri Gurudev. Please, everyone. Anyone?
Arjun? It's one of the Pandavas.
It's the first time reading offering off the paper. Hare Krishna Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances at all glories to Sri Prabhupada. The world is a little more bright to have a personality like you serving the mission of Sri Prabhupada. Your down-to-earth application of philosophy and your practical compassion for conditioned souls, whether struggling or thriving and taking shelter of Krishna, creates a connection point for many lost jivas to link up with the parampara and engage in genuine spiritual life. It is my great fortune to be one such jiva soul. It is always a pleasure to see how you relate to different people according to their level of consciousness, because such dealings are an exhibition of your flexible expression of compassion by dealing with people in a way they can relate to while keeping Krishna in the center and Prabhupada's mission the focus at all times. It means a lot to me to know that any time I need or feel like I can write to you with my questions, doubts, concerns, or status report how I'm going, and be guaranteed with a prompt, heartfelt, and validating response. The time that I was spent with you in India recently was very encouraging. It was nice to witness your strict and regulated sadhana and your dedication and commitment to service. In Mayapur, you very determinedly attended hours of meetings, and amidst your busy schedule, you made time to read to a Vaishnavi on her departure from this material world. I take it as a great source of inspiration to see your rigid sense control. The tanga state is to be the most obstinate sense to control. You, out of anyone I know, exhibit the most strict diet regulation, and you do so in an unwavering and steadfast way. Of course, you attribute your ability to observe such a vow to your desire to serve Srila Prabhupada on the logic that if I can control my eating habits, I can live long and healthy and thus have time and energy to contribute to the mission of Srila Prabhupada as much as possible before leaving this current body. This sentiment is something many devotees have, but what sets you apart from us is that you have very expertly translated that sentiment, that love and appreciation for what Srila Prabhupada has given us, into significant actions in the service of Guru and Gauranga. And this is what makes you my hero. The way you, with such great effort and diligence, translate your love for Prabhupada into meaningful, heartfelt service, sadhana, and philosophical expositions. And you do so without being shy to austerity. There's only one thing in this world that makes me cry, and that is my love for Srila Prabhupada. But the real tragedy is my lack of remembrance of this love and my failure to channel it into significant exhibitions of sense control, sadhana, and disciplined service. But when I consider the ways in which you excel in this regard, then I can take hope in considering that by taking shelter of the dust of your lotus feet and taking your example and teachings to heart and striving to follow your example, then perhaps I can become blessed with the intelligence and remembrance required to do so.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Veer Krishna Goswami Ki Namine. Dear Srila Gurudev, please accept my respectful offices on your lotus feet on this, on your Vyas Puja. I would say happy Vyas Puja, but it will be good.
Happy appreciation.
Krishna keeps you in good health and gives you a long life so that you will be in your gardens always and every time. Mukam karoti vacha pangum rangate girim yat kripal tamah bande sri guru dine taranyam. I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, Sri Gurudev, who is a deliverer of the fallen soul like me. Your mercy turns the damned into eloquent speaker and enable the lame to climb the mountain. Similarly, I am lame from devotion and knowledge. Please, Guru, bestow your mercy so that I'll be steady in my devotional service and follow your instruction. As in Bhagavatam, when Narad Muni explains the science of Bhakti Yoga to Yudhishthira Maharaj, then he says that following instruction from Gurudev, you will be free from the material bondage and you can attain Krishna easily. So please, Gurudev, in this occasion, I will bow down on your feet to accept your mercy so that I could follow your instruction and progress and cultivate my devotional life.
Haribol.
Please accept my humble obeisances, Guru Maharaj. I'm not capable to glorify your presence. I'm really, really thankful as a guru for accepting me as your disciple and guiding me all the time. I really appreciate because I know I was in a material world and I was struggling with so many things. At every minute, you were always there to guide me. And you were prompt reply to my emails and guiding in my devotional service. I'm really thankful to you. And because of you today, I'm concentrating on Krishna consciousness. I'm so happy, Maharaj. I'm so happy. I'm thankful to you for many, many thanks for accepting me as your disciple. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Hari Bol.
I just want to let you know that we'll go till 7:15. So please come forward. And after that, we'll have Gurudev speaking, and then followed by next program. So please come forward. Bhagavati, please.
No, I got it. Hey, Hari Bol, Bhagavati. Yes. Hari Bol. Sorry, give me.
Dear Gurudev, on behalf of our family, I offer our most humble obeisances unto your lotus feet.
Hmm.
All glories to you and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gurudev, you have given us the best of everything, the Lord's holy name. You are our life and soul and our only shelter. You are our Krishna's most beloved servant and your mercy is unlimited. Please shower your blessings on our family so that we may develop more faith and serve your instructions birth after birth. Thank you, Gurudev, for accepting us as your disciples. Our sincere prayers to Sri Sri Radha Giridhari to give you good health and long life so that you will continue the work of Krishna consciousness.
Hari Bol. Okay. Oh. Randy Garland.
Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya, Bhutale Srimate, Devi Krishna Prasthaya, Tumayami, Radha Kanta Samarambham, Madhva Gaura Mathivam, Asmada Acharya Paryantam, Mandi Guru Parantam. Shri Guru Maharaj, on this auspicious occasion, I would like to thank you. Thank you for all your support, your guidance, your compassion, your love that you've showed towards me in the last couple of years. Without that, I don't know where I would have been today. You're one person I can relate to freely, and without judging me, you would respond to me. If I have to ask something, get some guidance, I'll write to you, and you email me pretty much the same day or the next day, which I really appreciate. Like I said, I'd like to thank you for all the support, guidance you've given me over the years. Thank you.
Hari Bol. Tell him 3 minutes. He's going to go
longer. I'm going to do
it. Hey, giving me how did you know I said that?
You're only giving me 2 minutes.
Well, you overheard me. That's not fair.
Hare Krishna, everyone.
Hare Krishna.
I won't be long, very short. Down no time. I've written, in fact, a book is there in my car, but I won't bring that book. Anyway, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna. Srimati Vira Krishna Das Goswami. Namo Hum Sani Kishaya. Purupada Priyate. Sudhi Dasudhi Nistadim. Tasya Vakanima. Namo Hum Vishnu Padaya Krishna. Srikati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Nami. Namaste Shashvat Devi Gauravani Pachari. Nirvichara Sudhyavani Paschati Tisthati. Hare Krishna, everyone again.
Hey.
Very nice to see you all present here on this very auspicious occasion. I feel myself most auspicious occasion is the Vyas Puja of our Guru Maharaj. I don't have any other auspicious. Even I feel better than Janmashtami. Hare Krishna. Now, Krishna says in Bhagavad Puran, tell Uddhava, worship of my devotee is most important than worship of me. The further says that I am the devotees are falling the footstep, the dust of my lotus feet, And in 10, I am following the dust of the lotus feet of the devotee. Mm. Look at that. See? So Krishna trying to introduce the devotee. So such an important person is devotee. There are two classes of people coming to this material world. I think we all know that. One is we call Nitya Siddha. They are exalted person like our Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada, all the, you know why? Because they are sent directly to this material world by Krishna. The second one is that Nitya Baddha. That means we have committed various offenses and we are sent to the various species of living entity, and then we progress, and then we become human beings. But, like Guru Maharaj and others, they come directly as human beings here in this material world. Please, this is in the Bhagavatam. I'm just trying to mention. And another thing I like to say is that Prabhupada says that when a devotee intending to come to a country, just like Guru Maharaj came here in New Zealand, the whole country is sanctified. And then Prabhupada says that what to speak of the person whose place the sadhu visits. Example, Guru Maharaj used to visit everybody's house. Before he arrives at the house, his whole house is sanctified. This is very, very important. I felt really felt that one. Because already it's in the Bhagavatam, purport of Srila Prabhupada. And so they are not an ordinary person. See, our Guru Maharaj and, they are exalted people. They are not ordinary person like us. Although materially they look ordinary, they take birth like us, but spiritually they are exalted people. Srila Guru Maharaj, I'm very, very happy for your Vyas Puja. Not taking much time. I'm here with over Krishna and pray to Krishna. Every time you go, Krishna will fulfill your mission towards accomplishment of Prabhupada's mission. Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Just one thing, I didn't come from the spiritual world. I came from the depths of depravity. And it's only by Srila Prabhupada's mercy I'm here. I have to make that clear. He's born in the darkness of ignorance.
Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Charinyam Ashesha Shunyavadi Pashati Vishtapini Omakyanati Malandasi Gyanandana Shalaka Chakshu Manati Manitasmai Sri Guru Vaini Maham. Offer my respectful obeisances unto you. You open your eyes which were blinded with the darkness of ignorance, knowledge of the torture, knowledge. Again, offer my humble obeisances on your lotus feet. All glories to your divine grace. Gurudev, you taught us by precept and experience that the disciple can realize the association through transcendental media of his bona fide spiritual master, the one you present here with us. Lord Krishna is very distinct from us, but we can glimpse the Supreme Personality by understanding your divine characters. After our initiation many years ago, and you giving us so much mercy regularly with our family, and
an opportunity also we are serving in the altar, in the temple, because of us, your kind mercy. And one thing, qualities I would like to say, the Hari Bhakti Vilasa, Krishna says, this is very beautiful verse. Pratamam tu Guru Pujya Tatashyaiva Mama Acharanam Kurvan Siddhim Avapnoti Hi Anyata Nishpalvam Bhavet. If anyone worship his spiritual master first and then me, he certainly progress or perfection. Otherwise, his worship remains fruitless. And also Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, he put in his said, Guru Krishna Krupaya Paya Bhakti Lata Beach. One can get the seed of the plant of bhakti first by serving Guru and then Krishna. This is quite, it's very penetrating our heart, my heart especially. Even though I do a lot of anarthas in my whole life, but your mercy will be remain on us, is bombarding on us. Thank you, Gurudev. And we are all pray for Guru Maharaj, his machine, and giving good health to him. Thank you very much.
Bhim Singh. Watch out for Bhim Singh. I was just with your whole family in Motoka. You heard about that? Or?
Yes.
We had a nice time. Oh, careful!
When I came, I thought I'd say something, but when Madhumangal Prabhu spoke, I forgot everything. But anyways, I only want to say that our family is not good at speaking, especially Vyas Puja. Guru is a very sensitive topic for me. Just like to say, Maharaj, thank you for being a very important part of our life. I know Maharaj has been chasing me all the time to write to him, but I always don't write to him. I only talk to him when he's around. And I think for the last 4 or 5 years, every time Maharaj goes away, he says, okay, be in touch, write to me. And I said, yes, yes, I will, Maharaj, and then I don't write to him. But still, Maharaj has his causeless mercy on me and my family. My kids I have handed to you. Maharaj has given their names. So they are semi-initiated by Maharaj. They'll get initiated once they start their japa full. So, I personally feel Maharaj is a connection to my spiritual master. I always see my Guru Maharaj through you. I didn't have the fortune to associate with him so much because I was very small then. And Maharaj has given me the chance to fulfill that desire of associating with my spiritual master. Also, Nimananda Prabhu asked me to say something on his behalf, saying that, you know, Maharaj is very humble and very down to earth. He gave me an example when they were coming today, and although Maharaj had a business class ticket and Nimanda Prabhu had an economy class ticket, Maharaj went with him. Like, Maharaj is very caring. He went to the economy class counter to get check-in with Prabhu. And then they sent Maharaj to the other counter, and then Maharaj was still waiting for Nimanda Prabhu to come and check in with him. They thought he's still waiting. So, Maharaj, you are the emblem of, you know, what a caring devotee is, and you are the ocean of causeless mercy. Whatever, like we have heard in philosophy, that Krishna is the ocean of causeless mercy. You embody that. So I hope and pray that you stay healthy and you live long enough that I can take vanaprastha.
Never.
So at least another 25 years, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj, once again for being a part of our life. Thank you, Krishna.
Hare Bol. Just one note, I didn't actually fly business class. I had economy plus. That's because I'm a frequent flyer.
So
people should know I don't spend money on tickets like business class. Not worth it.
So we've got another 10 minutes or so. So please come forward to say so.
Yeah. Just keep coming. Yeah. Okay. I think there's Gopal who wants to say so. Gopal, can I please?
Oh, Gopal. Oh, Gopal. Oh.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for guiding us in life. Without you, we wouldn't be in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol. Very nice. Okay. Hare Bol.
Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Kisya Vipne, Shimati Vaya Krishna Kisya Prasvami Yatiramne. Namo Hamsani Kashaya, Purukada Priyayate, Shruti Dashada Nishtabhyam, Tasa Vakti Vakne. Dear Srila Gauranga, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Happy Vyasa Puja. Gurudev, I really don't know where to begin to start this offering to you, due to my own inabilities. But I hope this attempt of an offering will show some tiny appreciation of what you have done for me. Gurudev, your love for your spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, is so awe-inspiring. It is obvious that you have developed genuine love for Prabhupada and Krishna. Otherwise, how would it be possible for you to lead the life that you lead, traveling endlessly from one place to another, spreading the message of Lord Chaitanya and for so many decades? Otherwise, how would you be able to change the hearts of so many people, including myself, who had no conception of who Krishna is and convince them to dedicate their lives to becoming Krishna conscious and giving Krishna consciousness to others? Gurudev, your sincerity is in serving Prabhupada and Krishna is so clear. You always see the good qualities in others. You so lovingly deal with all the Vaishnavas and are so concerned about those who are barefoot of Krishna consciousness. You always stress the importance of hearing the holy names attentively, reading Srila Prabhupada's book and associating nicely with the devotees. Basic instructions, but such essential instructions that one can't do without. Thank you again for so patiently repeating them again and again. I have observed in you that your every thought, activity, and words is related to Krishna, and not a second of time is wasted. You always have time for everyone. Due to being haunted by material desires, I am yet to prove myself steadfast in serving your instructions. Despite such, you never abandon us. You lovingly urge us to break free from the chains of conditions, and you patiently pick us up time and time again. I will never be able to thank you enough. But in an effort to reciprocate, I have the following plea. May my heart be overwhelmed by the desire to serve your instructions without deviation. The presence of the spiritual master within the heart of the disciple is perceivable only by immense mercy. Please be merciful to me. Without your mercy, I cannot make any advancement. Please allow me to perceive your association in your instructions, like the sun that dissipates the darkness. Please remove the ignorance that's encrusted on my heart, so that I may become a useful instrument in your service, acting on your desires at every moment. Otherwise, what is the use of my life? Thank you very much for everything you've done.
Haribol. Very nice.
Please accept my humble obeisances on this auspicious day of your appreciation. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. A few years ago, I had come to a crossroads in my spiritual life. I didn't have a spiritual master to guide me, and after coming along to Krishna consciousness for a few years, I come to the point of realizing that I really needed to seek a real spiritual master. I felt like I was floundering on my own, without anyone to link me to the disciplic succession. Only a few weeks after coming to this conclusion, I started emailing you, and since this point I cannot imagine my life without you. When I asked you if you would be my initiation spiritual master, you quoted the 8th verse of the Guru Vastakam in an email to me. By the mercy of Krishna, one gets a spiritual master, and by the mercy of the spiritual master, one gets Krishna. I really felt that Krishna really reciprocated with my prayers and sent me the most encouraging, friendly, funny, and kind spiritual master I could possibly ever imagine. My favorite memories with you are when we were in Govardhan with you this past February. I felt so fortunate that Arjuna and I could do Govardhan Parikram with you in the mornings and stay with you in your house, cook for your deities, and read Krishna book with you at night. One day while there, you candidly commented that you were most happy when people appreciate you as being relatable, just like an ordinary person. I know that you are not an ordinary person, Gurudev, but this really highlighted your humility to me. Out of kindness to all those who you give spiritual shelter to, you always make sure that you are really approachable and relatable, whatever that person's level of spiritual advancement is. And the way that you present Krishna consciousness is just so common sense and applicable, accessible, real and practical and non-ritualistic, and it makes it so attractive. Although you're always relatable to anyone, whatever their level, you maintain the highest standards in your own sadhana and service. Serving you in Mayapur and Govardhan are some of the most amazing memories of my spiritual life so far, and I pray that I will be able to render this service again to you in the future. Your taste for Krishna's service is infectious. The only anxiety I had while we were in India was constant nervousness that my cooking would make you sick. Actually, I'm scared it did one day. Gurudev, thank you so much for encouraging me so much in my spiritual life and encouraging me how to have the correct mood and helping me to have the correct mood in my life. And please bless me that I may continue to serve your lotus feet and your most beloved Srila Prabhupada, despite my many offences, my stubborn mind, and my many shortcomings. I pray to never take the shelter you have given me for granted. Please allow me to imbibe your mood so that one day I may be able to taste a tiny, tiny fraction of the love that you feel for Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. All glories to your lifetime of surrendered service to Srila Prabhupada, your insignificant daughter and aspiring servant.
Very nice. Very nice.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasanna Vidle, Shri Mati Vira Krishna Sri Swami Vidle Nani, Dear Gurudev, please accept my respectful obeisances at your lotus feet on this auspicious day of Vyasa Puja.
the spiritual master is receiving invitation from the ocean of mercy, just as the clouds pour water on the forest fire to extinguish it. So the spiritual master delivers the material world by extinguishing the blaze of fire fine on the material existence. It offers respect obeisance of the form to your lotus feet, such as spiritual master who is the ocean of auspicious qualities. Please share Gurudev, below your merciful mercy upon, I have actually no words to glorify you as on this auspicious day of Vyas Puja Gurudev. I just want to thank you for accepting me as a disciple in like about in Fiji when I came to doing service in one of the Krishna Kali temples. Gurudev, when I actually saw you in the temple, I was really, Krishna has given me such a mercy to get initiated from you, Gurudev. And I'm please give me mercy so I can follow my Krishna consciousness seriously. Thank you, Gurudev.
Haribol.
Okay, so that ends to our... Is there anyone else who wants to see? Okay.
Oh.
Also, yeah. So we'll take another two. So one is Shrinikadan Prabhu and I think it's Radhashyam Chandra Prabhu.
I won't take more.
Radhashyam Chandra Prabhu, can you please come forth so that we just...
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimat Maha Krishna Goswami Amen. Vanchakal Pitru Bhishcha Kripasintraya Ujapatitanam Pabhne Vyogashnaya Amen. Please accept my humble obeisances into your divine lotus feet, Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for everything, Maharaj. Thanks for giving us shelter under your lotus feet and keeping us Krishna conscious. And thanks. I'd like to express my heartfelt appreciation for everything you've done towards me, my family, and everyone. And especially, I get inspired when you speak about Hanuman. And lately I realized why you speak about Hanuman is because you get inspired by his devotion towards Lord Ram. And that's how you want to express your devotion towards Srila Prabhupada and his mission. And thank you very much for doing that. And that actually inspires us. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. All right. Then after that's me. I'll make an offering to myself.
My dear Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances in the dust of your lotus feet. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Oh, my dear Gurudev, you're so inspiring. And these words keep coming up in the offerings to you, that you're so inspiring and so caring and loving. And just your dedication to Srila Prabhupada is just amazing. And I'm just so thankful to you. And thank you so much for just like nurturing us and all the devotees. And always you take your time to go to all the home programs. And just your sincerity and love to look after the devotees and bring them up in Krishna consciousness. And I just really appreciate that. And even like... I just, your whole, with your body, your whole mind and body and everything, you're just dedicating to Srila Prabhupada, and it's just so special. And even your diet, you know, you've changed your diet and sacrificing your love of cheese. And, so, and just like, that's just amazing, like, wanting to give all your body to Krishna and Srila Prabhupada and just maximize your life and service to Krishna. And I just thank you so much for being in my life and helping me in my spiritual life. Thank you so much, my dear group.
Hare Bol.
Okay, so now we'll give it to Gurudev to say a few words to encourage us in our devotional life.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to speak about myself. So before I begin, I just want to say we should dedicate this program for the health of Mukunda Maharaj. I'm asking everybody just to pray, and then you know, we have some chanting. We chant and we pray for his health. I've been in constant touch with Kishore. I don't know if anyone knows Kishore. But.
I just heard Guru Maharaj that he is on the verge of getting better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, he's having a triple bypass surgery. And then if anyone knows what happened, he collapsed because he had a heart attack and then the hip was broken at the same time. And that's very serious at his age. So, and then they discovered through an angiogram that he had blockage in the arteries. So he's having triple bypass surgery tomorrow, actually. And then after that, hip replacement. So everyone should just pray for his welfare. He's, you know, my dear friend, and I'm very, very concerned. So I just, you know, what I was doing on the phone as everyone was talking, I was just checking on it, you know, sending a message to Kishore, because she's a know-it-all. Like her mother. So, anyway, so, Om Ganat Timananda Shah Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurveda Mahat. So, what I'll speak about is what I spoke about in Fiji very, very briefly. Srila Prabhupada said that the only thing that would impede the progress of our Krishna conscious movement is fighting amongst ourselves and non cooperation amongst ourselves. And the devotees themselves can impede the progress. So, of course, everybody knows I was just in Fiji. So one of the main problems I perceive there, and actually everywhere, is the tendency to fault find. You know, we all become very happy if we find some defect in others. In fact, you know, we all start talking about a colleague.
Please try.
We call each other on the phone and say, guess what I found out about this person? Haribo. Prabhupada, when any devotee even reported something that was true, but said it publicly, Prabhupada was extremely upset. You know, when some devotee had problems and another devotee broadcast it. In those days, of course, we didn't have the internet. Nowadays, you have the internet, social media, and things get broadcast very, very quickly. So I was thinking about this fault-finding tendency, which we call envy, but I really want to analyze it a little deeper than that. You know, it's enough, you know, one thing you can say, well, envy. But what does it mean to be envious of others, and why are we fault-finding? Well, first of all, the professionals in the field of human relations say that we fault-find in others because we ourselves have the same fault. In fact, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said the same thing. He said, I am finding fault in others because I myself am pockmarked with those same faults. And there's another saying, modern saying, that if you point a finger towards others, three fingers point back to you. So generally you see this, that whatever fault I find in someone, that fault is in myself 10 times over. And I'd like to tell an interesting story from Srila Prabhupada's books, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that illustrates that point. So once upon a time, there was a great spiritual master. His name was Sripad Madhavendra Puri. And he had some disciples who were really dedicated, and other disciples who were challenged. That's a politically correct word. So the one disciple who was dedicated, his name was Ishwara Puri, and he served his spiritual master, basically cleaning up while the spiritual master was leaving the planet and feeling great separation from Vrindavan. He served his spiritual master in a very menial way, and as a result, he got to be the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later on. And there was another disciple who was, I said, challenged. His name was Ramchandra Puri, and he was even finding fault in his spiritual master because, you know, he wanted to establish his own superiority. Because when we find fault in others, it makes us feel better about ourselves because we always want to be on top. Ishwaroham aham bhogi siddoham balavan sukhi. So his spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri, was getting ready to leave the planet. And he was crying out in separation, oh my Lord, I have not reached Mathura. So this is the highest stage of devotional expression, you know, bhava. Vipralamba Seva. Wow. Fantastic. I mean, most of us are crying out right now, you know, we're probably crying out, oh my Lord, when is Prashadam coming? I hope this guy doesn't speak too much. But he was crying out for Mathura, and he was in the final stage of his life. And this disciple, Ramchandrapuri, criticizes Guru by saying, my dear Guru, don't you know the Bhagavad Gita? Brahmabhuta, Prasanatma, Nashochati, Nakankshati, Samaksarveshu, Bhuteshu, Madhvaktim, Lavate Param. You should be on the Brahman platform, Gurudev. And those who are on the Brahman platform, they don't lament or hanker for anything. So you have this hankering and lamentation, Gurudev, snap out of it. You can imagine telling that to your guru. He's crying in ecstasy, you know. Come on. Om, just chant Om. I'm so good. And so his spiritual master responded, as expected, saying, I am leaving this world, not reaching Mathura, and this rascal has come to harass me. Get out of here. I don't want to see your face anymore. And so that was the last instruction he got from his spiritual master. Imagine your whole life you're remembering, what was the last thing Prabhupada said to you? Or it was the last thing your guru said, I don't want to see you anymore. Get out of my face, you rascal. So you're carrying that around. Of course, he didn't feel guilty about it. He just thought, well, I was just trying to advise my guru. And guru was in Maya. So then he went on in life, and then he developed more fault finding. Of course, he became established in impersonal philosophy, but he became so much established in fault finding that he would set people up so that he could find fault in them. In modern parlance, it's called a sting operation. You heard of that word before? That means if the police want to really put you in jail, they put marijuana in your house first. And then they come into your house and they say, oh, you have drugs here. Oh, take you to jail. So that's a sting operation. Anyway, so he used to do that with devotees, especially one of Lord Chaitanya's dearmost devotees, Jagannanda Pandit. This is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said, please come to my house for prasadam. Oh, actually, yeah. He went to Jagannanda's house. And then he ate first like anything. I mean, he ate so much. But then he sat down, Jagannanda said, now you eat and I will serve you. So he kept forcing him to eat more and more and more. And, of course, that's also part of Indian culture. You're supposed to have someone eat so much until they belch. Here in the West, it's not considered so nice to belch. But in India, they just keep feeding you. Come on, come on, you got to belch. I said, I can't. Anyway, so he kept feeding this Jagannanda Pandit, and so much that it was just prasadam was up to his neck. Eat more, eat more. You got to take another roti. You got to take another puri. You know, whatever. And then eventually, when he was finished eating, Jagannanda Pandit, Ramchandrapuri said, look, I have seen and heard these things, but now I understand 100% Lord Chaitanya's or Nimai's, Chaitanya, his devotees, they eat too much. And eating too much destroys their regulative principles. And so then he even started to criticize Lord Chaitanya for eating too much, and Lord Chaitanya did not criticize him in return. He just reduced his own eating and aggravated all the other Vaishnavas. And even the Vaishnavas came to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they said, this Ramchandrapuri, he's just a terrible critic. You know, don't pay any attention to him. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, well, he's the God rather my spiritual master. I have to respect. So he wasn't finding fault at all. Whereas Ramchandrapuri dedicated to his whole life to finding fault. Even he saw some ants crawling across Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's room in the Gambira. And he said, this sannyasi keeps sweets. You know, so continually finding faults, but he himself ate like a pig. So that's really what happens. We find fault in others, and very enthusiastic to find fault in others. So the opposite of that is we should think about the good qualities of others. Now, that's called a hungsa or paramahansa. Now, I know none of us, including me, are not on that platform. But a hungsa means swan. So what a swan does, it even goes to a dirty place where there's dirty water, and it's able to skim off something that's very useful, nectar, and survive in that way. So a great devotee of the Lord is averse to fault finding. In fact, he's very enthusiastic to find a good quality. Even in those who attack him, he finds good qualities. I mean, just like the story of Jagai and Madai. They attacked, of course, specifically it was Madai, who attacked Lord Nityananda. And Jagai just stopped him from hitting the second time. And then Lord Nityananda said, well, he saved me, so he should be given mercy. And so Lord Chaitanya said, all right, I'll give you mercy, but I won't give Madai any mercy, because he was the one who attacked you. And then Lord Nityananda said, well, they're like two brothers, you know, you have to give both mercy. And then Lord Chaitanya told Madai to apologize or touch the feet of Lord Nityananda, and they both got mercy. So just a little quality. Or even Haridas Thakur and the prostitute. The prostitute came to destroy his reputation. But he saw the good quality that she was chanting the holy names. And he gave her pure Krishna consciousness. Or even our friend Sopanaka. Your friend. Sopanaka. I mean, she came, you know, with lust. She was going to kill Sita Devi, all those things. But there was a little tinge of, you know, attraction to Lord Ram. Mostly it was lust. I mean, 99.999% lust. Next life, you know, fast forward, she takes birth as Kubja and gets a chance. You know, first she goes to Krishna the chiropractor, gets her back straightened up, gives him sandalwood pulp first, and he straightens her back up, and then she gets to associate with Krishna. Or what to speak of Putana. In her last life, she was Bali Maharaj's sister. And she got really upset, wanted to kill him, but also had some maternal affection. So she went back to Godhead. It's amazing how Krishna is like that, Karuna Sindhu. So devotees have to be like that, Karuna Sindhu, always thinking of the good qualities and always thinking of how to help whoever they come in touch with, rather than push them down like that. If someone's struggling, how to help. And I was thinking about that when I was walking in Fiji. Every morning and evening I take walks in Fiji, and Fiji is famous for dogs. What?
The stray ones.
The stray ones. And even the ones that belong to people. So, and so even when Prabhupada was in Fiji, he was complaining, why are all these dogs barking every night? You know, all night long you're barking. And then you're woken up by the roosters in the morning. You can't sleep at all in Fiji. Isn't it? The roosters start crowing at 3, and the dogs bark until then. They take turns. Isn't that true? So, anyway, so and before I'd been attacked by... Actually, I was bitten up by one of the dogs one time. So, the dog that bit me, the next day I brought him a puri. You know, and then this time, and there were so many dogs, so every day I went walking with either rotis or puris and was giving them out to all the dogs. And Prabhupada said, anybody who takes prasadam that's offered to the deities, any animal, will take a human birth in his next life. So, and then the dogs became friendly. They were following me up and down the street. It was like wagging their tails. So, so that's how we should think. You know, how can we help people? How can we be compassionate whenever we see someone? And also glorify their good qualities. Like, you all have seen some apparent good qualities in me, which don't exist. But anyway, you're seeing things because you yourselves have good qualities. And so we should just concentrate on that. And then our movement will, if we're engaged always in appreciating each other, serving each other, our movement will progress very, very quickly. Loving exchanges. You know, sometimes people come to the temple and they don't feel so much love. Not here, of course. Here they feel loved. You know, in some temples, I'm struggling with this in Fiji, they come to the temple and they, you know, someone in the temple will say, The prasadam is only for those who work. Can I have a little prasadam? No, it's only for the workers. That's so, you know, we should be so happy if someone comes to Krishna. If someone chants the holy name once, we should offer respects in the mind, according to Srila Rupa Goswami. No matter what other faults are there. And then we should also, another point is, that we should help others by being confidential. You know, if others, one of the reasons so many people have spiritual problems is they have no one to talk to. At least no one who will not broadcast the information on the internet the next day. How many of us have a person that we can just reveal our minds to and just understand that it's going to remain confidential? So if we do, then we can remain strong because the person will help us. Not tell us what to do, but actually be a sympathetic or empathic ear and help us understand what we need to do to help ourselves. So we need to be like that with each other. We're not competing with each other, we're helping each other. So anyway, that's my message for today. I'll keep it short so we can get on with life. Especially the eating process. You know, Fiji, everything's going well. Fiji, many, many new devotees, you know, a lot of service over the last 3 weeks. And we're happy to be here with all these nice devotees. Some of you are from Fiji, I think most of you. This is a new Fiji. What? That's a hint, I have to stop. All right, on that happy note, all glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.